and it's all the time dealing with him. Today we're going to concentrate more on that second man called Balaam. But the three of them form very interesting lines of study. If you were to go back to the book of Genesis and read concerning the biblical record of Cain, you'd discover this. He was a man who rejected the way of approach to God. He rejected God's way of approach. He wanted his own way. He thought that God should accept him according to his way, rather than God's way. A lot of people like that today have gone in the way of faith. This man, Balaam, we'll discover as we examine him today, he resisted the word of God. God could speak to him, but he resisted God's word. And you find people like that today. They're resisting the word. We'll have more to say about that in a moment or two. The third man, Korah, was a man who rebelled against the principles of God. He thought he knew better than God and wanted to overthrow God's principles and introduce his own. Now you find people like that today. You see, this little epistle of Jude has been well termed the book of the apostles. If we were to go back and read the first book after the gospel, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and after that there follows one that's called the Acts of the Apostles. Now the book called the Acts of the Apostles is the history of the church for the first generation or so, the first 30 years of church history. The church started in Jerusalem. It didn't start in Rome, you know, or in London, or New York, or California. A lot of things have started in California, but the church didn't start there. And it didn't start in Utah either, in the Salt Lake City. All those frauds start in different places, but the church started in Jerusalem. And from the Acts of the Apostles, we learn this, that the church evangelized in Jerusalem, going out throughout Judea, further afield into Samaria, to those despised Samaritans, then from there on to the uttermost part of the earth. And in 30 years' time, it was said concerning these men that they turned the world upside down. And I told some people some time ago, I said, remember, they had no motor cars or aeroplanes or trains in order to travel from place to place. And they had none of the modern electronic gadgets that we have. There was no radio messages. There was no television. They didn't even have a printing press. They had very little equipment, very little of this world's goods, yet they turned the world upside down. What with? Their message, the message of the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, how he was buried, how he was raised again the third day according to the scriptures, and preaching that message in the power of the Holy Spirit, they turned the world upside down, and Christian churches were established not only in Palestine, but over into some of the islands of the Mediterranean, up into Asia Minor, around what we call today Turkey, and coming over into Europe, and they traveled there from city to city, from village to village, and the thing grew like a forest fire. That was in the days of the Acts of the Apostles. When we come to the Epistle of Jude, this is depicting to us some of the features or the characteristics of the last days of this dispensation. And it has been well termed the Acts of the Apostles. It may be that some of you are not aware of this, but in the days in which we live now, we're living in the age of apostasy. Apostasy, you know, is when men turn away from the light that they've received. And they turn their back on. Now, I'm not talking now about atheism. An atheist is a man that the Bible calls a fool. It says the fool has said in his heart, no God, or no God for me. That's the atheist. No God for me. He didn't want God. I'm not talking about atheists. These three men that we read of in verse 11, Cain, Balaam, and Korah, these were very, very religious men. If you talk to them, yes, they would all have acknowledged there was a God. As I've indicated, one of them rejected God's way. The other one resisted God's word. The other one rebelled against God's principles. And yet these were religious men. Today, as you watch things developing in this world, you can see them rushing on towards the great climax that's coming. And let us be aware of this, the climax is coming. We're rushing on. Today there's been a great move in the world. They want one world church. Why should we have all those different churches? There's no, let us unite. How can you, if you try to unite light and darkness, what have you got? Nothing but gloaming. That's all. If you know what the gloaming is, twilight. If you try to mix water and earth, what do you get? Mud. Could you mix oil and water? See, they're trying to mix up today and say, let us all be one. The Baha'i Church. Oh yes, anybody can come there and you worship your own way and worship your own God. See, how can you possibly take all the different groups today and join them together when they don't believe the same thing? Went into a shop the other day, my wife and I, the fellow who was tending to us, I looked at him and I was trying to decide in my own mind what his ethnic group was. It was very difficult at first, and I had an idea. And we started talking to him and he said to me, where you come from? I said, now, where do you think? So we got talking. He says, you come from Britain? I said, yes, 38 years ago. He said, I come from Britain. I said, you what? I knew he wasn't British. I could tell that. Yeah, he says, I lived in Liverpool. I said, oh, you did you? And what brought you over here? I come over here to make some money. He said, when I make enough money, I go back to Liverpool. I said to him, let me tell you something. It's not where you come from that really counts. It's where you're going that counts. Where are you going? I go back to Liverpool. I said, yeah, you go back to Liverpool, and how long do you expect to live there? Oh, number of years till I'm old. I said, and where then? Where do you go then? Ah, he says, you try to preach Christianity to me, don't you? No, I'm not preaching anything to you, I'm stating facts. It's not where you come from that counts. See, men are spending too much time today trying to teach the children at school where they came from. And they've never proved anything yet. But if they just go to the Bible and read the first two chapters of Genesis, they'll know where they came from. In the beginning, God created. We're here by creation. God created Adam and Eve. It's not where we come from, that's simple. It's where we're going. That really counts, isn't it? Yet, in the religious world today, we have men who are professing to be religious
And they never understand this. They don't teach it, they don't know it, and they themselves don't know where they're going. I thought to a preacher on one occasion, in fact I was having a public debate with one of them, and this one was with his pal. He says to me, "You seem to think you know where you're going and how it's all going to answer." "Yes, sir, I know what the Bible teaches." He says, "Well, you'll have to wait till you get to the great white throne judgment, and then you will all know who's right and who's wrong." I said, "My friend, if you arrive at the great white throne judgment, it'll be too late to decide anything then. It's been decided long before then. For if you stand at the great white throne judgment, it'll be condemnation. For no believer will stand at the great white throne judgment. There is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus." So this is the book of the apostates. It tells us how there has been apostasy right on, right down through the ages. And as it's drawing near the end, apostasy will increase. And in religious circles today, we have men who are occupying high places who deny that that book is the Word of God. They're teaching in certain seminaries today, in certain places, that that book may contain the Word of God, or it contains the Word of God, but it's not all the Word of God. Well, what does the Bible say about itself? It said, all Scripture, not some, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for correction, reproof, instruction in right living. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Oh, but these men know better than God, and they say, no, the Bible contains the Word of God. You find it. And who's going to decide which part is the Word of God and which part isn't? And that's exactly where they've come to. And they say, oh no, you don't believe that. That was only what Paul believed. So that's not the Word of God. That was just what Paul said. No, my friend, these men wrote under inspiration of the Spirit of God. It's what God has said. And to deny that that is the Word of God is apostasy. So right down through the Epistle of Jude, you take time to read sometime, and you'll see how apostasy came again and again and again. Then again, we're living in days when moral standards are being dragged down into the gutter. No such thing as moral standards now in this country. You know that. Even in religious circles. It's not so long ago since certain leaders in certain groups, well, you know what happened, and it was public knowledge. Whether it should have been made that or not, I don't know, but these men, they were running big things under the name of religion. When they fell morally, I could mention three names of them right here, but I'm not going to do it. Two of them you would know, another one you wouldn't know. I got a thing over the internet there the other day, a fellow sent them to me. I got it on. I got it typed out, printed out, told my wife to listen to this. And I read it. And the very thing they were talking about there happened years and years ago, but this man has died now, so it's all raked up again. All raked up. He was a leader in a certain group that he was with. But he got into shaving his face. The whole movement was split because of him. Of course, if there hadn't been the organization they were, there would be no split with them at all, that there shouldn't have been an organization to begin with. But he was the leader. He just made a mess of his own. He's not the only one. In religious circles today, certain things like that are being winked at. Winked at. And yet, they're back on, some of them are back on this. On the television, after being in disgrace. I know others. You don't know. You say, wait, In religious circles today, we are faced with apostasy. Doctrinally, morally, God condemns.
You've been listening to a guest speaker today, William McNeil, on the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.